The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin McCarthy is going to join us in about 35 minutes at 7 a.m. Tell you what movies to see, what to stream at home. That's coming up at 7. But let's get into the Junkie Sports page. There was a primetime NFL game last night.
There was.
In San Francisco. Actually, in Santa Clara. It's not actually in San Francisco proper.
Weather wasn't good. It sucked. It was raining, especially, you know, mostly in the first half. Sure, it had an effect on both passing games, but final score 12-6. The Rams get the dub to get win number 8.
I believe it's the only game in the entire NFL season up to this point without a touchdown. Without a touchdown scored.
Is it really? Okay.
Yeah.
Didn't realize that.
And it's not great when you're wavering between Matt Stafford and Kyler Murray to start in a fantasy league, which I was doing last night.
And Mr. Cakes.
And I was bouncing off my co-owner, Bikey Botts.
Yep.
And I'm the brains of the operation.
Mm.
Yep. He's the cold, analytical, just in it for the money guy. And
yep.
I'm the personnel decision maker.
Yep.
So we're going back and forth. And I'm like, there's weather moving in. This is like literally 4 minutes before the lineups lock.
Right.
I'm like, there's weather moving in. It doesn't look great. I'm panicking. So I'm panicking on my, it's clear in my voice and in my texts that I'm panicking. And he's like, dude, you need to be more decisive. There's 4 minutes left.
Yeah, you got to get the lineup
in. You need to make a decision one way or the other. And I can't really bounce it off him because he really doesn't follow it.
Yeah.
So, of course,
he just goes with whatever you say.
He just goes with whatever I say. So, what did I say? I said, not that worried about the rain.
Oh.
Started Stafford.
So, he got you, what are you got? Eight points?
8.2 points.
Wow.
So, that's good. That's probably going to doom us for the
weekend. You're probably done. You're probably going to lose that game.
We're going to lose our matchup.
Yeah. Wow.
I'm pretty convinced of that.
Yeah.
So, that was not great.
Well,
that was causing me to toss and turn.
I can't remember what Dave Richard told you because you asked him that question.
He told me Kyler Murray.
He told you Kyler.
Correct.
Yep. And you went with Stafford.
But Kyler Murray is just very hard to trust. He either gives you a big boom game or he gives you 7 points. So
yep.
I rolled Stafford and came up snake eyes.
So final score 12-6. So this pretty much eliminates the Niners. They're now 6-8. They got a ton of injuries. Now, Ike Garendo did play. He got 16 carries for 57 yards. Purdy wasn't very good, 14 for 31.
Well, the rain was just impacted, especially in the first half.
It affected both teams.
The weather report that I saw was like, it's going to be light showers on and off. I'm like, okay, like light showers that shouldn't really impact the game that much. And if you watch the first half,
yep.
For most of the first half,
it was coming down.
Steady to downpour. Yeah.
Is that why Debo dropped one that was going viral?
Yeah. I don't think that was the reason Debo
It could have.
Maybe,
it could have affected it.
Debo just had another horrible game after he went on social media basically complaining about
not
his role and not being fed enough.
Mm-hmm.
He had another dud game.
They tried to give him the ball early.
And they went to him with the first play of the game.
Yeah.
The first pass of the game goes to Debo.
Yep. By the way, the ball that he dropped,
mm-hmm. it was a perfect ball.
He was going across the middle.
In stride.
If he right doesn't score there, he definitely gets a huge gain.
Well, he had Juszczyk, I think, blocking downfield.
Yeah, he could have scored.
It was set up perfectly for him.
He just dropped it.
And it wasn't like he even had to really extend for the ball. It was right there. You put your hands out like a diamond, and that's all you do.
Yeah.
Right. And you bring it in, and you run for 40 yards, and you score.
He just dropped it.
Wow, he's had a really abysmal year.
And he did kind of look up. He turned his head a little bit when the ball was
getting his eye off.
You're nervous about getting smoked.
So it's probably a combo of maybe the ball being a little slippery or his hands being a little and taking his eyes off the ball. But yeah, that was a bad drop, and that probably would have gone for a touchdown. Anyway, so they lose 12-6.
Did you see the San Francisco linebacker?
Yes.
Devondre Campbell.
That's the other part of the story.
Dramatic.
Here's the background on him. So Devondre Campbell is a veteran. He's played for a couple different teams, Atlanta and Green Bay.
Yeah.
The Niners signed him in the offseason because last year in the Super Bowl, Dre Greenlaw, who's their stud Pro Bowl one of their stud Pro Bowl linebackers along with Fred Warner, tore his Achilles.
He came back last night.
And he came back last night for the first time.
Yep.
Now Campbell had been an every game starter.
Mm-hmm.
He started pretty much every game. Greenlaw comes back last night, and Greenlaw starts.
Right.
And he's the better player.
Right, yeah. Of course.
I mean, Campbell's a good player, but he's not Greenlaw, and he was kind of just filling in for Greenlaw. So Greenlaw starts, and
Campbell
doesn't play, and then Greenlaw goes out of the game with a little knee injury, and the soreness, I'd say, not an injury, soreness in the third quarter.
Saw him hitting his leg with the Theragun on the sideline.
Yeah. Shanny wants to put Campbell in, and Campbell says, nope, sorry, and just walks to the locker room.
Puts a towel over his head and then walks to the locker room.
You always just left the field. What are guys thinking? They're just so dumb.
Like he doesn't.
No, he'll be cut today.
Does he not think that every other team is going to see what he did? I mean, like, good luck going to your next.
He clearly wasn't thinking about that.
And you hate being in the NFL, I guess. It's a real burden.
I mean, he's been in the NFL for 10 years.
Yeah.
He's clearly pissed that he's not getting any time because Greenlaw came back. But Greenlaw was out of the game. They said, "Hey, let's bounce him back in there. You got to fill in for him." He said, "Nope, sorry." So man, then they had to go to. Then they only had one because D. Winters is another one of their linebackers. He was out of the game for a foot injury, and so they only had one healthy linebacker to go to on their roster on the bench, and they put him in.
I think Kyle Shanahan in the post game presser, he was asked about it.
Yeah.
He said Campbell just didn't want to play today.
Right.
Yeah.
That's all.
The media were perplexed.
The media asked him what happened with Campbell, and Shanny said, Campbell told me he didn't want to play.
What happened?
That's what he said.
Man, I mean,
that things are just going from bad to worse for the Niners. 6-8.
It's been a bad year.
Yeah, it's just a lot of big expectations, and it's all just imploding.
I mean, I don't know if he'll be suspended by the team, but he should just be cut.
Yeah.
Oh, if I'm John Lynch.
He should have been cut last night after the game.
I agree. In a lost season, you just don't want that guy anywhere near your locker room.
Yeah.
That's where you say, thank you for your service, but you're no longer employed by the 49ers.
Yeah.
Best of luck to you.
Correct.
Signing with another team after this debacle.
Well, and then, George Kittle's talking about it after the game saying, George Kittle's one of their leaders.
Right.
He's saying, I don't want to be a part of anybody like that.
Right.
He's basically saying, I don't want him on the team. Javarius Ward, another leader on the defensive side, who's had a bad year because he lost his daughter. His daughter died. He said, what's Campbell doing? I don't want to play with guys like that.
Don't blame him. Blame him one bit.
So I don't know why he hasn't been cut already. Maybe he has, but media just hasn't gotten a hold of that. But yeah, that was a bad game, 12-6. Now the Rams are. This is interesting because they're 8-6. They've won 3 straight.
That was a bad run out for the Commanders last night.
It's just another team you got to look for.
You would much rather the Niners win that game than the Rams.
Yes. Now the Rams could, they're obviously right in it for the division because they still play the Seahawks.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last game of the season. I think it's Week 18, and that game might be in LA. Yes, they've got a home game against the Seahawks January 5th. So they've got the Jets in New York next week. Then they got the Cardinals at home, who have lost 3 straight, And then they've got the Seahawks in them. So, I mean, this team could win the division.
Yeah,
they could easily win the division.
With Puka and Cooper Kupp healthy, and it was, you know, I mean, Puka kind of got there last night, had nearly 100 yards receiving.
Seven for 97.
Cooper Kupp didn't have a catch.
Didn't have one catch.
I mean,
he only had three targets.
When's the last time Cooper Kupp didn't have a catch in an NFL game?
Is he banged up?
No, they just did a good...
With the weather impacting everything, and Puka's become the real alpha.
And the Niners' defense did a really good job for the most part against the pass. I mean, against the run, you know, Williams had 29 carries. Mm-hmm. So this gave him the ball a bunch, especially in the second half. But it was just one of those games, one of those nights where passing the ball wasn't going to be very easy. But the Rams now are 8-6. Seattle's 8-5.
Looking at Seattle's schedule, it's not the easiest thing I've ever seen. You know? Mm-mm. I mean, I'm not going to say that they're going to do terribly, but it's not an easy schedule. They got Green Bay, Minnesota, Chicago, and then the Rams.
Yeah, it's tougher than the Rams schedule because the Rams get a three-win team, and then they get the Cardinals at home, and then they get the Seahawks.
Yeah.
So it's going to be very interesting to see what happens there. But again, now Commanders fans have to kind of look at the Rams and the Seahawks because if the Rams win the division, the Seahawks are going to be in play for that wild card.
Yeah,
That's just going to be another. So it's another reason why the Commanders have to win Sunday. And it looks like Jake Haener is going to be the quarterback.
They say Carr hasn't practiced all week.
Has not practiced all week.
He has to be able to at least go through a walkthrough today to have a chance, they're saying.
Yeah, he's not playing. He's not going to play. So Haener is going to be the guy. They're not going to go with Rattler. So Commanders are a pretty sizable favorite in the game. And they're going to play a team with a backup quarterback. Now, this has happened before.
He's making the first start of his career.
Making his first start.
Like, if you can't take advantage of a guy making his first ever start, and I know it's in New Orleans, not here, when you're a massive favorite, when you have the Rams breathing down your neck.
Right.
Like, you got to take advantage of that.
You got to win the game.
You have to just put this team away early. Don't give them any signs of hope, any signs of life.
Correct.
And just... You have to be relentless in just putting pressure on Jake Haener, like from the very beginning of the game.
Well, they've got the better players, certainly on the offense. They've got better players. They've got a better roster on the offensive
side. You want me to guarantee a Commanders win?
No, you should probably
guarantee a Saints win.
I probably shouldn't do that.
I did watch Joe Witt's presser yesterday, and somebody was asking him about pressure and playing an inexperienced quarterback like Haener. He said, I don't know that I can dial up more pressure than we are. I think he said we rank 5th or 6th in terms of number of pressures that we bring. So they're just going to do what they do and hope they execute, you know, at a high level.
Yeah. I mean, we'll be talking about this game throughout the show today. But, I mean, do you feel pretty confident?
I mean, I would feel reasonably
pretty
confident.
I would feel pretty confident.
On a confidence scale, 1 to 10?
7.
Seven or 7.5 is the number.
I'm a little bit higher than that. I'm not at a 10 just because it's a road game.
Can't be at a 10.
Can never be too confident.
Yeah, but this is one of those games where you're going to look back at if they don't win this game, and that's the reason we didn't make the playoffs.
Missed opportunity. You're going against a backup quarterback with a team that's, you know, just kind of out of it this year. You got to take advantage.
Yeah. So Jake Haener should be the starter for the Saints in that game. We'll be talking to their play-by-play guy, Mike Horst, later in the show. I don't know what he'll give us on that, but we'll get his take on that. Caps continue to roll. Just beat Columbus last night.
USA. I mean, they just don't lose on the road.
They are 12-2 on the road.
Yeah.
They beat Columbus.
10 straight dubs on the road. 10.
10 straight Ws. And they beat Columbus 2-1 in overtime. Protas had, I think he had both goals.
He did have both goals. He had the regulation goal and the overtime winner.
So another good win. Chucky got the win. He was in goal. And this team is now 42 points. They're 20-6 with two overtime losses. Like I said, 12-2 away from home.
We're going to go into the Altcast tomorrow with some swagger, puffing our chests out. As they entertain the Buffalo Sabres.
Yeah,
be sure to watch that tomorrow.
They were down
on
early,
Monumental
right?
2.
Because I was listening to it.
They were down
1-0. Down 1-0. They scored while I was listening, driving home from volleyball.
I think they were, it was 1-0 in the second, but then they came back.
I think they said Lingard didn't even see the puck on the first goal. I don't know if you were watching, Cakes. But,
No, I was sweating Matt Stafford too hard to watch. the Caps last night.
Right? I mean, so if you look at kind of the division leaders in hockey, mm-hmm. Toronto has been really hot. They've got 38 points in the Atlantic.
Caps just beat them on the road,
just beat
by
them.
The way.
Washington has 42 points in 28 games. Now, Winnipeg has 43 points. Remember, they got off to the unbelievable start.
Didn't they start
but
off
they
like
played three more games. Four,
like they've played three more games.
One or something like
something
that.
Something like that, yeah. And then Vegas leads the Pacific with 41 points. I mean, they're having an unbelievable year.
You know what's hooking them is what they're doing on the road.
Yeah, 12-2.
I mean, that's
smashing people on the road.
Cakes. I don't understand this.
Yes.
How to win the Stanley Cup, and I understand you got to do go through the entire playoffs.
It's a gauntlet.
Yeah. It's a gauntlet, right. But this team is leading their division and just beat the hot Leafs. They're 34-1 to win the Stanley Cup.
Oh, man.
Who are the favorites?
Might have to put a few shekels down on that, Valdez.
Carolina's 8-1, and also the Edmonton's 8-1.
Man, why are the Caps' odds so slim?
I don't know. I don't understand that.
Yeah.
Because they just don't expect them to continue.
Non-believers.
They're non-believers in what the Capitals are doing. That's fine. Let the Capitals fly under the radar.
They have the 16th best odds to win the Stanley Cup.
Wow.
That's crazy. And
that is
they lead the league in differential, point differential.
Which is shocking.
And that's without... Without Ovi.
Yeah, shocking because they just could not score to save their lives.
Yeah, I don't know how many games Ovi's missed, but they're 7-2-1.
I mean,
he
has to have missed
five or six
now.
Yeah. They've won three in a row.
Probably comes back after Christmas.
34-1.
You know what? We have to huddle after the show.
How much would you put on it? Just like $10 to win $350? Or 10, put like 100?
Yeah, 50? Yeah. 10 or 50 bucks?
Yeah.
It's worth the sweat.
I'm Tank Sinatra.
And I'm Investigator Slater.
And together we co-host a podcast called Psychopedia, which is a true crime podcast infused with comedy, making it a crimedy. Each week, Investigator Slater brings us a wild and thoroughly researched true crime case. I'm here to digest it all and react just like you probably are right there on the other side of the microphone.
Somehow, I've got to present each case with the detail and respect it deserves, while also cracking up at Tank's perfectly timed humor and thought-provoking questions.
Listen to and follow Psychopedia on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Why don't we, as a show, put in a lump sum?
I don't hate the idea.
Hunsky?
We have more resources than gives us something to root for. $100 in.
The 500 as a show pays out 17 grand.
I kind of like that. 17K and the Caps would potentially win their second Stanley Cup. There'd be so much
pay. We'd be making it rain on that parade.
Oh yeah, we would. We get a second ring.
You know what you're angling
have
for?
Jason sell his ring.
Yeah,
and then use that cash to put it on for the Stanley Cup.
Great idea.
Right. And lose both. Lose the ring and the money.
I don't want to sell my ring, but I'm all about selling Jason's ring and then using that to fund our bet.
Remind me to wear that on Saturday.
I will. Which is tomorrow,
remind me
by
to
the way.
Do it on Saturday.
I'll send you a text. You owe me $1.
Yeah. Well, not until you send it.
Correct. We'll be joined by Kevin McCarthy coming up at 7 and at 8. It's Fridays with Feinstein right here on The Fan.